Hi, thanks for joining me again. This is the Libertarian Republican podcast. This is episode 25, and I'm at an undisclosed swamp area. You know, what am I trying to do here? I am trying to help Republicans to make better arguments and convince people. And I'm also trying to convince Democrats to abandon their love of big government, which is really what the Democrat Party and the whole Democrat, you know, the Democrat Party is all about. It's just about big government, and it's not about freedom. The Democrat Party is not an advocate for freedom. They may say there's a couple things that they say freedom. They use the word freedom. Oh, you should be, you know, like gay marriage. Okay, and I totally agree with gay marriage. People should be free to get married, and you know, and Republicans should agree with that too. People should be left alone. Just leave people alone. The government should leave people alone. And the two big areas where Democrats say that they believe in freedom is gay marriage and abortion. Those are like the only two issues where they actually will say will use the word liberty or freedom. Anything else, no. They're completely opposed to freedom. They don't want you to be free at all in any way, in any other way. And abortion is a whole other issue. I'll do a whole episode just on that. But one of the big arguments that I think Republicans can make to Democrats is the idea of monopolies. It was a bug. Bug just flew into my face, if you're listening. But I'm alive. I'm still here. It ate half my face, though. No, it didn't. Monopolies. Okay, monopolies are bad. Everybody agrees that monopolies are bad, usually, right? Everybody agrees. Oh, of course, monopolies are terrible. Oh, yeah. But see, Democrats will say, yes, that's why we need government, to break up those monopolies and protect us from monopolies. But if you really start to think about it, how is it even possible for a monopoly to form without government? Right? When you go throughout history, when you look at American history, or not just American history, but all European history, you know, when you look at supposed companies that had certain monopolies, you realize that it was all about government. It was all about government creating those companies in some cases, protecting those companies, giving those companies special privileges. Look at the East India Tea Company, the British East India Company of England. You know, that whole history of of the British East India Company was all about government. Government essentially created it, coddled it, gave it all of its powers, all of its special benefits, special advantages. There was no free market competition. There was very little free market competition. It was a government-run business, essentially. And and you can look at the same thing with American history. You know, we there's a great book on this kind of thing called The Myth of the Robber Barons by Burton Folsom. And I really recommend you read this book because it really shoots down this myth of the robber barons in America and how capitalism was terrible and we needed the government to come in and save the American people from these evil capitalists and their monopolies. We needed them to break up their monopolies. You know, a lot of in that book, he talks about Standard Oil and Rockefeller. And look, Rockefeller basically came up with, he was selling gasoline to, or I don't know if it was gasoline or if it was kerosene, it was heating oil or lighting oil. And he's basically saved the whales, by the way, because we almost, you know, killed the whales, hunted the whales to extinction to get lamp oil to light the world. And so John D. Rockefeller comes along and basically saves the whales. A lot of people don't give him much credit for that. But you know, the prices, Rockefeller he developed almost a monopoly because he was so efficient and he was giving people a great price, and the prices were going down, and consumers were benefiting tremendously from these low prices. But you know who was suffering was his competition. His competitors were suffering, so the competitors went to the government and had, oh, you got to break up this Rockefeller and Standard Oil. You got to break him up because it's a monopoly and that's bad. But it wasn't bad for the people. It was bad for these big businesses that were suffering because they couldn't handle the competition. They were getting outcompeted by Rockefeller. So, you know, all of this stuff, and it's a great book. It's called Burton Folsom, The Myth of the Robber Barons. Great book. But anyway, you know, the Democrats love to talk about the government should run your health care. The government should run education. And what they're essentially saying is that, you know, that monopolies are great when they're run by the government. And all of the same arguments against monopolies can be made against government monopolies. And this is where Republicans really just, you know, it drives me crazy. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. Because I'm crazy. Because I have been driven crazy by Republicans failing to make good arguments. It drives me nuts. You know, every time Democrats say the government should run education, all Republicans have to do is say, so you want the government to have a monopoly on education, on educating your children. You don't want any competition? You don't like that idea at all? And that, I mean, that's Republicans talk about school choice. And the Republicans are the party of school choice. We believe that parents and teachers and children should have the opportunity to take their business elsewhere. If they don't like the school that the government school that they've been assigned to by the government, and that's, you know, that's what the government does. The government assigns you according to where you live. They assign you a school. This is the school you're going to go to. And think about that. The government assigns you, your kids, a school. This is the school your kids are going to go to. And you have to jump through hoops if you say, no, I don't want my kid going to that school. I want him to go to a different school. You have to figure out a way to get him because the buses won't go there from where you live. And you have to take them out of that school and get them into this school. And, or if you want to send your kid to a private school because the public schools suck, well, you're still paying for the public schools. You know, you're not allowed to take your money with you. And that's another big part of what the Republicans talk about when it comes to school choice and voucher systems, where the parents should be allowed to take that money, the money that they spend, and you know that money is property taxes, things like that, that go to the schools, and you know you should be able to take your business elsewhere. That's called competition. And competition makes everybody better, makes everything better. Competition benefits everybody except the people who suck, right? You know, if there's a mechanic who really can't fix your car, and there's a mechanic over here who can fix your car, but the government forces you to go to the mechanic who can't fix your car, well, if you introduce a legislation that says, hey, I think it should be okay for people to take their business elsewhere over to the mechanic who can fix their car. Well, who suffers? Who suffers? Who benefits? You benefit. The person benefits because now you can get your car fixed. The guy who actually can fix your car, he benefits because now he's got your business. Who suffers? The person who can't fix your car. The person who sucks. And it's the same thing with schools. The people who suffer will be the schools that suck. They will suffer. And of course, the Democrats say, well, but all we have to do is just give the schools that suck more money. That's all we have to do, just give them more money. You know, is that, so if a mechanic who can't fix your car, if he sucks, is the solution to just pay him more? Well, just pay him more. Just pay him more money, and he'll not suck anymore. It's genius. If that was true, I could just really, really suck at my job and say, well, you know, the reason I suck is because I'm just not getting enough money. I'm just not getting paid enough money. So if you pay me more money, I won't suck. Is that how it works? Is that how it works? No, that's not how it works. That's how it works in government, though. That's how it works when the Democrats are in charge. Yeah, that's how it works. So this is the insanity, the insane clown world that we're living in, mainly because Democrats are complete idiots and throw all the rules out the window when the government is involved. They're totally opposed to monopolies. You know, Democrats love to come down on like Walmart. Oh, Walmart's driving all the small businesses out of business. And, you know, we can get into all the ways that the government helps Walmart. For example, help, you know, shutting down during COVID, shutting down all the small businesses, but letting Walmart stay open. Democrats are all about how bad big businesses are and big monopolies are. But if the government has the monopoly, they love it. They think it's great. This whole idea of, you know, you should be able to take your business elsewhere and that will incentivize everybody to do a better job. And the people who do a better job will rise to the top, and the people who suck will fall to the bottom. That's how it should be. People will be rewarded for doing a good job, and people will be punished for doing a bad job. That's how the private sector works. But the Democrats throw all of this common sense out the window because it's government. And because really I've said this a million times, Democrats it's a religion. They are government worshipers. This is their God. This is a religion to them. And this is why, these are the arguments we need to make. Same thing with healthcare. You know, the Democrats want government to run the healthcare system. They should run your healthcare. And okay, so you want the government to have a monopoly on providing everybody with healthcare. So that's a terrible idea, a horrible idea, but they look at other countries and say, well, other countries do it. You know, okay, so if other countries do it, does that still make sense? Just because other countries do something really stupid, does it make sense? Does it eliminate all the arguments against monopolies? No, it just means these other companies, other countries are doing something really stupid and giving the government a monopoly on something that all it does is eliminate competition. And really, you know, if you want to get into healthcare, the healthcare issue, a country like England, you know, the UK has the National Health Service, NHS, government-run healthcare system. And even if there are private alternatives where all of the government healthcare system, the NHS, sucks up so much of the business, especially the lower-end business. And so the only private options are going to be the higher end private options, right? The expensive doctors, they're going to be private doctors. And so all you do is create a two-tier system where all the rich people can just pay more and just pay for a private doctor who's really good. And all the poor people, everybody else who can't afford to pay the private system, all the poor people, well, they're stuck in the crappy public system. And, you know, and I think a lot of people in America just don't pay any real attention to, especially Democrats, they don't know anything about the National Health Service in England. They really don't know anything about it. They don't pay any attention to all the complaints about the constant complaints. Every election, there's complaints about the National Health Service isn't doing a very good job, and it needs more money, and the conditions are terrible, and the services are terrible, and the wait times are terrible, and Americans don't know any of this stuff. They don't, you know, most Americans don't go to England very often. They don't read the papers when they go to England. They don't pay attention. They're not following it. All they know is what the Democrat Party tells them and the media tells them. Oh, the England has national health care. Everybody gets free health care in England, and it's wonderful. That's all that people in America know, especially Democrats. They're very, you know, ignorant people. They're uninformed, misinformed, totally unknowledgeable people. So, you know, if you had a free, competitive, open system where the government wasn't sucking all the business up, you would have such better health care in England. And we would have the same thing in America. America is so much of America, of American healthcare, is of the American healthcare system. So much of it is government run. It's the veterans, the VA, the Veterans Administration, Medicaid, Medicare, all these price controls on through Medicaid and Medicare. So much of the American healthcare system is dominated by government, and that really, and then, you know, there's a whole all the other things that the American healthcare system, all the other government regulations that the American healthcare system suffers under. The government makes it harder for people to become doctors. It limits the number of doctors. It limits the number of medical schools, accredited medical schools. It limits the number of residency slots. It limits the kinds of things that nurses can do and nurse practitioners can do. You're forced to go to a doctor for something that a nurse practitioner should be able to do. It limits the things that a military medic is allowed to do. You know, all these rules and the certificate of need laws that I talked about. I've talked about that before, where you have to go to the government and get permission if you want to open a new outpatient clinic or something, and the government will tell you nope, can't do it, or the state medical board, which is dominated by the big hospital systems and stuff. So, you know, there's so much in I've talked about the FDA monopoly on approvals and everything, testing and approvals. So, you know, there's so much that the government does that just drives all these prices up and limits competition and creates a kind of monopoly. It gives the big hospital systems a monopoly in your area, for example. So there's so much that the government does that, and the Democrats are the party of big government. They're the party of monopoly, of government monopoly, of giving the government a monopoly on everything. They want the government to have a monopoly on everything. So we as Republicans, we can make this argument. We can say, look, this is a terrible idea. Monopolies are bad. They're always bad. Yes, it's always a good idea to be able to take your business elsewhere. But with government, you can't take your business elsewhere. So that is this just super solid argument that we can make, and we can win people over. We can win arguments. We can win debates. We can win people over to our side with these arguments. So, and we can win elections, you know, but we have to make these arguments. And it's the only way we have to convince people. We have to win people over to our side. And it's such a common sense argument. And it drives me crazy when I don't hear Republicans using them. So, all right. So let me just say one more thing. Yeah, that just again, that book, Burton Folsom's book, The Myth of the Robber Barons. Great book. Check it out. So many great books out there. Okay, I think that's it for episode 25. If you like this podcast, check it out on Podbean. You can check it out on iTunes. And I'm on Twitter. I think I'm like Libertarian Rep 3 on Twitter, something like that. And Libertarian Rep 2, I can't remember now. But I'm on Twitter at some point, in some way. All right, so I will see you on episode 26. Bye-bye. Thanks again. Thank you. Bye-bye.